I'm in Malibu.
Oh, okay. So it's so there's a 3-hour difference. I'm not waking you up, I hope.
No. I knew that you were calling.
Okay. Great. All right. Well, let's get started here. Mike Lapentino, 99.1 PLR. Dwayne Betts on the phone with us, and I'm honored to speak with you. I've known your dad for many, many years. As I was mentioning to your manager and those involved, the Allman Brothers, at my age, was definitely a thread in my tapestry growing up. I mean, live at the Fillmore East, and I told this to your dad a million times, is to me the perfect live album. It's just incredible, and it still is to this day. There's nothing that comes, and I've always said this to your dad, and he's not the kind of guy to take a lot of compliments. He kind of is like, okay, well, thanks, but he's just an incredible. he's just an incredible guitar player. And a lot of people don't realize, how much he has added to music. And again, disc jockeys, and I don't know if you know this yet, we're all frustrated musicians. I can play. I'm telling you right now, I can play In Memory of Elizabeth Reed from Live at the Fillmore East on air guitar, note for note, without missing a beat. But that's about
it. It's a pretty, it has a few parts in it.
Oh, yeah.
It takes a while to learn.
I know every single one, but I can only do it on the air guitar. I can't do it on a real. That's why I'm a disc jockey. But she's grown up with Dickie as your dad. I mean, did the guitar just come natural to you? Because you're lead guitarist in Great Southern now with your dad. And
I've been playing with Great Southern for a while, for 7 or 8 years.
Right.
And I grew up, playing with the Allman Brothers band. I grew up on tour, so I would sit in with them quite a bit. But guitar. Actually, I started out on drums. Guitar seemed a little bit too difficult and unattainable for me at first. So I just figured it would be easier to just beat on things. So I wanted to play drums, and then I played drums, and then I started playing guitar, and it started coming to me around the age of 12 or 13. I started picking up the guitar, and then I kind of switched back over to the guitar.
Right. It's funny because I remember the group Bloodline. I think that was the name of it.
Yeah, Bloodline was a band. I wasn't in Bloodline. I was in a band right after that with Barry Oakley Jr. And Waylon Krieger, Robbie Krieger's
son.
Right after that.
Yeah. And Miles Davis's kid was in the band as well.
Davis's kid was in it. I think for a while, Sammy Hagar's son was in it, but he wasn't on the record. I think he left before that.
I had Barry Oakley Jr. Up here a while. I mean, it was a while ago when Bloodline said, nice guy, a bunch of nice guys who were playing at a local club in New Haven called Toad's Place. Your dad's been there. Been there after playing with the Allman Brothers at the New Haven Coliseum. And, I mean, just, I'm sure the stories are endless. I've met and interviewed your papa a bunch of times, and I've always admired him and was very upset with the way things were handled in with the Allman Brothers. I have a little insight to that because, a very close friend of mine, Jimmy Koplik, did all the shows. He produced most of the shows that came to Connecticut. Watkins Glen was the real big one back in 73. And I just didn't think a lot of that was handled properly. It was, what do they say? There's three truths. There's his side, her side, and then the truth, And I think we just got privy to Greg's side. And, we know what kind of, the troubles that he went through. And then, and I know this because I've been through recovery myself, and the thing that you're not supposed to do is change other people, You just worry about yourself. Sometimes you think, okay, now since I'm clean and sober and straight, everybody's got to be that way. Well, you know what? That's what got you into the trouble in the first place, is that kind of thinking. Yeah. But that's all in the past. Dickie provided, introduced Warren Haynes to the band.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a big part of the band.
There's no doubt about that.
And wrote wrote about half of the songs, I guess. So,
yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Anything about
it? It would be nice for them to, you know, I would love to see them play together again, but.
Well, you know, something.
I don't know if there's any talk of that. I don't think there's any talk of that as of right now. But.
Well, the now it starts, I think it's this Friday, they start the Beacon shows. And
yeah.
They got, I think, 13 dates or something thereabouts. And, you know, I don't know. All of us fans of ABB, we always are when we heard that the band was splitting up, that Warren and Derek were moving on. I mean, the first response that I read was, oh, my God, go get Dickie. Bring Dickie back,
yeah.
You know. And so who knows? I mean, I'm not privy. I'm a fan. I'm a diehard fan of the band. I mean, I can recite every single fucking song on Fillmore East from beginning to end. I have it on 8-track. I have it on cassette. I have it on DVD. I even have it on the mobile Fidelity 24-karat gold CDs. That's how much this album meant to me in growing up. I was in high school when it came out. And being a frustrated musician, you know, a lot of people don't realize how Dickie and Dwayne Allman, who of which I believe you're named after, what these guys musically did. That's why it always bothered me when people would lump the Allman Brothers or like Dickie Betts into Southern Rock. Because it really, really wasn't Molly Hatchet or Leonard Skinner. I mean, it was pretty much jazz. You know, I mean, it was a...
Yeah, no, it's a lot different. I mean, it's definitely Southern music. I mean, it's,
absolutely.
You know, but it's not like rebel rock, you know?
Exactly. It's not like the Outlaws and the Guitar Army and you know, the three leads and that, which is great. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's great shit. Love it.
But the way
Dwayne Allman and your dad, the way they would trade off and those two, they more or less kind of... kind of invented, I guess, the dual lead guitars, you know, and take
yeah,
it over
no,
different.
It's a lot different. It's more of a blue. It's like the way they speak is less.
Mm-hmm.
It's less about technique and more about the voice, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the late 70s, guitar playing, you know, technique really crept in, and it was
more right.
about, you know, it's just a different whole generation, really.
Yeah.
You know, but there is the influence. I mean, there's the influence from, I mean, Skinner was definitely influenced by the Allman Brothers. And then, I mean, Molly Hatchet was definitely influenced by Skinner, you know. So, I mean, there's a connection, but it's definitely
it is.
A whole different.
It is. It's down the line a little ways. And that's why I always,
yeah,
you know.
It's down the path, you know.
Right. Exactly. It's like what came out of the Allman Brothers, you know, could have been like, the Wet Willie and Skinner and Outlaws. And then from there, Molly Hatchet and a lot of the Florida Southern bass bands. But I'll tell you, you know, you look back at you get Dwayne Allman Anthology, the first and second CDs. I mean, the people that he's playing with, you know, King Curtis and Aretha Franklin, the studio stuff that he was doing at Muscle Shoals was just mind-blowing. But,
yeah, you know, he was definitely, he's prolific, you know, with his work.
Dickie Betts, Great Southern, coming to the Ridgefield Playhouse this coming Friday night, which, I don't know, have you played there before? I think you...
Yeah, I've played there with this band, you know, probably about eight times.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes we play two nights, so I mean, I'm
right.
sure we've played there about at least 8 times.
Yeah, it's a great, it's a venue in the middle of nowhere. It's in Ridgefield,
yeah.
Connecticut. It's a beautiful, I mean, in our state, Connecticut, Ridgefield is just gorgeous. But it's all,
I love playing there.
It's all country, you know, it's in the middle of the country and it's beautiful. Plus, I think the lady who runs the place, Allison, she's really hot, so I always like going there.
She's a nice, I remember her. Yeah,
of course you do. Come on, man. The chick's hot. I'm telling you, I like going there. I like going there just to flirt with her, you know. Then I say, what's all that noise going on in the auditorium? I'm trying to score here with Allison. Oh, it's the band. Oops.
The food's good there too. And, they always have some good catering.
Yeah, they do. Which is always that's why I like hanging out with the promoters like Cop. I don't know if you ever met Jimmy Kopic, but he's did a lot with the Allman Brothers, and so I'm sure your dad knows him well. But I've always said that I'm very lucky to be able to go and hang out backstage and You know, I stay in a corner, mind my own business, but one of my best parts is to, it's just taking advantage of the catering food. That's all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it is.
Yeah, that's when, if I know it's going to be bad, I'll just go eat out someplace else and then come to the show. But
some of the smaller places like that are actually really a lot better than like if you're playing like at an arena or something.
Well, they actually they'll take the time out and go locally. You know, you'll probably get stuff from a lot of the nice local restaurants in the area here, or maybe there's a food service that really specializes in good catering, because that's very important. You know,
mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, next to sex, I have to eat.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd rather eat. So who do we got in the band? Okay, you got you, your dad on guitar. Who's the other? Is there a third guitarist?
Andy Alador plays the slide stuff and mm-hmm. lead guitar. So there's three guitar players, and Pedro Ravelo mm-hmm. on bass guitar, and he's been in the band for a year or two longer than I have.
All right.
And on drums, Frankie Lombardi, who's been in the band since since the Allman Brothers broke up.
Right.
He put a band together. Frankie's been in the band. And Kenny Crawley on drums, and on keyboards and vocals, Mike Koch.
Man, so whatever happened to the Toler Brothers? I remember Dan was a drummer, wasn't he?
The Toler Brothers?
Yeah.
Frankie passed away.
Right. Okay. I do recall that. Right.
About 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think, or 2 or 3 years ago, and Danny, God bless him, just passed away.
He did. I didn't know that.
In 2013, he passed away.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
They were both. I mean, I've known both of them since I was
probably born.
Around since I was a little baby. And they were both really. Really nice people.
I met both of them a few times in the past, and they were good stand up guys, and I just wanted to catch up on that because
great musicians too. Great.
Incredible, yeah. But well, that's good. Well, they're certainly missed, and Great Southern with Dickie Betts and Dwayne going to be at the Richfield Playhouse this coming Friday night. Which is a great night to go out, and the weather up here is going to be nice. It'll be a little chilly, but what the hell? The venue's nice.
No, again. That's good.
They're going to have, we're sort of beyond, well, not like where you're at. California got whacked with all those storms last week. I mean, it was.
That was like the last couple of days.
Yeah.
It's been raining. The sun's out now, finally.
Yeah.
2-3 days.
Well, it's funny. Last night
it's
on the.
Rains out here. Rains out here, people
freak out.
I don't know what to do. They put on like the rubber, like waterproof suits.
It was funny, but last night on the Academy Awards, Ellen DeGeneres opens up saying, "Look, to the rest of the world, we're okay. We just had some rain here in California, but we're okay. We appreciate all your prayers and support, you know." And it's just like when you get like an inch of snow down in North Carolina. It's like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. But. Oh man, I can't wait to see you guys this Friday night. I always love to go down there. Again, it's the first reason to see Allison. She doesn't know I feel this way about her though. But of course to see you guys and your dad, man. I tell you, I mean, just to watch that guy play guitar is like magic. It really is
special. It's something special. Yeah, you know, the band will be warmed up and. We have a gig the night before, so it should be
Where are you going to be the night before? Are you going to be? Would you know what?
I'm going to be in New Jersey somewhere. I'm not.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. All right. I can look that up on Polestar and let everybody know if they want to, you know, go down and see that show, or of course come out to the Richfield Playhouse.
Is it the ninth? Maybe the first show's in Richfield. I think the first show's in, I don't know. There's three shows. I know that.
Okay.
One in New Jersey. There's one in Ridgefield, Connecticut, and then the third show is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's nice.
This place called Penn's Peak, which is a really cool place. But
cool.
But I know there are three shows. I'm not sure of the order of them. So.
How's your dad doing?
He's well. I mean, he's playing a lot of golf, and uh-huh. he, you know, he's just taking it easy. I mean, we play. this is basically the start of the summer, and then, you know, we'll play 3 or 4 shows a month for the next 5 or 6 months, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's pretty light, but it's good, and
yeah,
and
yeah,
we have a lot of fun, and
well, that's good, and his health is
what
good.
He wants to do. Yeah,
and I mean, it's you know, I mean, he's, I mean, I'm no spring chicken. I mean, he's got a few years on me, a couple years on me, but you know, I know every day every day I wake up and I says, oh, it's great to be above ground, man. And
yeah, no, he's in good shape and he's strong.
Yeah. Well, I tell you one thing: if it's when the weather gets warmer, if you ever come around this neck of the woods, we'll have to take him out and play some golf up here.
Absolutely, I'm sure he'd love that.
Actually, yeah. I saw him play.
He's an avid golfer.
Well, I saw him play a long time ago on TV. He was playing golf, but he wasn't using a golf club. He was using a bow and arrow. Did you ever see that? Did you ever know that?
No, I never saw that.
You never ask him about it. Either that, or it was back in the days when I was tripping and I made this up. But I'm pretty sure I saw he would play with this other guy, and he would shoot an arrow into the fairway, and then pick it up, and then shoot it to the green. I'm telling you, I'm not making this up.
Really?
See, you see?
That doesn't sound possible.
All right, between now and Friday, see if it's true. When I'll get down there early, we'll solve this. We'll solve this little this problem. See if it really did happen or not.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Hey, listen, Dwayne. Thank you for taking the time out. I know it's you're on California time, so it's a little early for you, and I really appreciate you taking the time out. I'm such a big fan. I can't wait to see you guys this Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to seeing you. And Ridgefield Playhouse. We love playing there, and it's a great venue and a great town. And we're looking forward to coming back there.
Awesome, Dwayne. Thank you much, my friend. I can't wait to meet you.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right, brother. Take care, my friend.